So, he's the head of the church. He the one redeemed the church. He the firstborn of the church. We'll read that. I probably read it, but we probably look at it again. He is the one that sits at the Father's right hand. He the one that give all the command. He the commanding chief. He's the executive of this. He's the executive office of this operation. He's the highest supreme, highest one in the supreme operation of the things of God. He's the highest one. There's nobody in existence on earth, in heaven, beneath the earth, can tell him what to do. No one. So, thank you, Jesus. Now watch what he said. I'm going to finish reading this verse. I'll read it straight through. He's the head of his body, which is the church. And since he is the beginning and the what? Firstborn heir in resurrection. He is the first one. Firstborn heir in resurrection. He is the what? Most what? Exalted one. Holding first place where? It's what he said. He the most exalted one. He hold first place in everything. He the preeminent. First one. First place. Nobody can rise above him. Just like they did, had in other generations. We got it. We are dealing with it now. So what are we going to do? They had plagues. They had starvation. We still have it going on in some country. Some of it's right here in America. Now I'm not going to say every. There's now a lot of people are so afraid of COVID. But Jesus is the head. I'm talking about the church. I'm talking about the church. You, we're the body. He told us that thing would come on this earth, but never to be moved by them. Do what you need to do wherever you are in your faith, but never be moved. Get in that word, build your faith up. Build your body up. Don't leave your body loose and just any kind of, just doing anything with it. Hello? Watch it. So look what Ephesians says about him being the head of the church. Ephesians 1:22. And this is in the Passion. I didn't give that one to you, but y'all can pull it up if you can. Ephesians 1:22. And he alone is the leader and source of everything needed for in the church. Now, are you listening? Why should we allow some government, unsaved people, authority, tell us how we should live, that we should practice same-sex marriage, we should have all the other things in the church. They're gonna come in and tell us how to operate, but the scripture says right here, he alone. So are we gonna honor these people and recognize them over what the head of the church said? Or what we gonna do? When we become God inside minded, spiritual minded, we realize there's no force out there. They may put pressure on us. There's no force can stop us. There's no power can overcome us. When Jesus got up, he put away, he defeated every evil force that was against us. He didn't halfway get to victory. He got victory over everything in existence. And he alone is the head. I said, he alone is the head. And he said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. He said, great is he that's in you than he that is in the world. Didn't he say it? Yes, sir. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. No weapon formed against you, me, us, shall prosper. Letting you know, weapon was coming. Satan gonna bring weapons of fear, doubt, people, and different things. But he said, no weapon what? Formed against you shall prosper. Be of good cheer. Huh? Do what? Be of good cheer. It's being of good cheer. Oh my God. I just don't know. That don't sound too cheerful to me. Be of good cheer. Why? Because what? I have overcome who? The world, the flesh, and the devil. They all been defeated. So what am I to do? Get this truth inside of me. He said, learn how to use your authority that I've given you on this earth. He said, I brought you out. Now, it was raining outside, and this is what he said to me. He said, I brought you out. I brought you out of darkness into the kingdom of God. I brought you in. He said, you came in this building. It's raining outside. You have a choice. If you go outside, you're going to get wet. If you come in, you stay dry. Yes, sir. Or you stay in, you stay dry. He said, if you stay in my word and will, Satan can't touch you. But if you go against it and go different what I said, just like I will go different from what I know about that rain and staying dry, I'm going to get wet. I don't care how much I pray. I don't care how much I confess. I'm going to get wet. And see, confession against not walking in the light of the word is useless, really. Whew. Am I helping anybody?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So he said, he alone is the leader and source of everything needed in the church. He alone, no one else, he alone is a leader and source. He don't need, people say God used the devil to teach them. God don't work with the devil. Don't let nobody tell you that lie. God and the devil ain't working together. They are enemies. Satan is God's enemy. God never used the devil to teach you something. He used his word, his spirit, his grace, his love and mercy and all those things. You don't need the devil in there. That's what he delivered you from. Hello, somebody. God has put God has put how much? Everything beneath the authority of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
See, we need to sell that in our spirits. We're talking about become God inside minded. We're talking about becoming spiritual minded. God has put everything. How much? Everything. Everything beneath the authority of Jesus Christ and has given him the what? Highest rank above all others. How many? Above all others.